a new universe was created by a human being. Am I right? Or just another blah, blah, blah? If there is no such a thing and we are animals, what are we talking about? To find what is good, what is bad? This is something a donkey, a horse, a frog knows. The insects, they know what is good for them and what is not. So, what are we talking about? This is one of the major points. This is why I stopped the verses in the middle of a paragraph, remember? It was a paragraph. We're reading it. At the middle, I stopped. I wanted to remember, and I hope that next time I will have this energy tonight. Let's look at it, because this non-existence is very, very important. I mean, if you don't understand this, it's better to go back and read the book one and do something else, because the rest will be useless. Why do I say that? Just to provoke you. It's truth. Do you remember where are we going? Right at the beginning we explained it. Said we believe in 7 steps of improvement in humanity. It started with yearning, then was main subject, love. Yearning you had, we're sitting down here for years, and book one was book of love, we saw it mainly, and we learned a little bit about what?
What love isn't?
Exactly, we learned what love is not, because knowledge starts from there, the confusion of mixing up wanting too much and love. This is nonsense. Wanting too much, every animal wants, because we need to remain alive. That's something else. Pleasure is not the blah, 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 blah. We talked about it. Now, this is the third step. Right? So we are approaching the midway, because book three is midway, right? Here is knowledge. What is the 7th step we're going to? Remember? Why 2 words? Isn't it questionable when they worked on this? This is not the work of Rumi. For 300 years, they worked to make something make sense. First, they had 3 steps. It was Elmul Yaqin, Einul Yaqin, Haqqul Yaqin, means having knowledge, the knowledge will prove itself to you. The second one is to see it, and seeing the stuff will give you the belief. And the last one was Haqqul Yaqin, means when it comes from Haqq, that 9 words we put together, all that, right? Later they developed 7 steps. Okay, some of these steps everybody understands. Look at the beginning, talab. Yearning is obvious. Then is love. Love is that magical stuff for me, because I always ask this question, I still do for myself. How come this love, which is the highest level of the value and communication and all that stuff, I haven't seen someone to tell me, I don't know what love is. We all think that we know what it is. There is knowledge, we understand, this is it. It's not knowledge, sorry, I have to work hard on it. Wisdom. Is ma'rifat is wisdom. Is wisdom, then it goes unification, Tawheed, right? Then?
Bewilderment.
Suddenly you lose the logic. You go in in a state of shock,
because that's the beginning of something. When are you bewildered? My English no good, you tell me. What is bewildered? Pay attention. What should I gain? What should I have to be bewildered? You see, I should lose something, right? That's where this non-existence will be put at work. To go where? Huh? There is the seventh one. And seventh one is what? Seventh one, why didn't they make a word? I just made one for you, Chavure. They could have called it Chavure, and we would say in our literature, Chavure is that. Right?
They didn't.
We went around and they chose two words. Remember those special attentions to text? We talked about all this in book one, that when you're looking at the poetic text, you should be aware that this is, a part of this is art, is not philosophy. So there are hints here. There are stuff that the artist will be provoked in a way. So you should be ready for that. Do you remember I told you, pay attention to the opening nonsense of the books in this book? Because in all of it is Arabic here. First one we remember, it was a very long Arabic stuff that I haven't seen any normal Iranian, by normal I mean up to the bachelor education, to be able to read it. Second one was a small and it had a trick in it. Do you remember that? I'm glad you don't. Because now you will go to the beginning of your book to see there is an amazing stuff over there. I went so far to explain the Persian stuff to you. Remember I explained how Persian poems will be organized, because there is a very simple geometric stuff over there. Either you start with a form that right at the beginning and all the second verses, they rhyme. So rhyme starts with the first, second, then fourth, sixth, eighth, tenth verse, rhyme together. And obviously this is, if you are a very good fellow, you talk short. If you want to talk long, like
Rumi,
you have a lot to say. How many rhyme words you could find? It doesn't work that way. Oh, there is another technique that each verse rhymes the other one. So this is one by one, one by one. No matter what, you will find the rhyme for one of these words you want to say, you go forever. Good? At the beginning of this book, there was one verse. And I told you that one verse is very intriguing and very special. Intriguing because it was one of the biggest hints I could ever find to arrive to this way of explaining this book. I've told you this. Up to the age of... it was late. There is a time in the life that the people think that it's getting late. It's late 20s. Up to then, I had studied different ways, different school of thought about this book, because I have studied from childhood by some accident. But I was in it, so I had the courses which are explained deeply religiously, because they're religious people. So for them, they look for the name of Muhammad everywhere. Therefore, that verse that he will say, the name of Ahmed is the name of all prophets to us.
They will explain to you that because Muhammad is the last and the best and the highest and something like that.
I have been in a class of a guy with master and PhD in physics in Russia, being a member of the Academy of Science over there, and non-believer. And he had classes of this, I heard that version, this version, and none of them actually differed from me. All was information, and I was gathering information. And that's up to the highest level of education. Then I let go of Masnavi, I let go of all of this, I let go even of my native country, and I moved in my imagination forever somewhere else. I was studying something else. Over there, it was different faculties and blah, 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 blah. Here, I started to go, and I studied cybernetics in Sorbonne. I was studying that. So my mind was deeply in mathematics and stuff like that. My passion, suddenly a question. Some of these students was doing a research, asking that, do you know someone? I have some question about Masnavi. And some people say, oh, I know that guy because in Iran I remember that he was going to that class. Go and ask him. He brought me a very interesting question. And to answer that, first I wanted to excuse myself. I said, oh, I don't remember even that stuff. He said, I brought you the book. And I was facing the book, and because I don't have a stuff, anyhow, I was embarrassed. And I said, okay, we'll study. Then I started to study this differently. How different today? I was a student. When you're a student at the course, when you go to the restaurant, they will ask you what kind of drink you want, you remember that paragraph. Just like that happened to me. I was studying cybernetics, and cybernetics was talking about mainly interconnection of everything. The main law, the first thing we learned was that there is no such a thing that there is a cause and effect. Do you remember me being the left and talking about cause and effect? There is no cause and effect. There is so many causes for one effect, and that effect becomes a cause for so many effects. This is how it works. Something was erased from my mind. That deep meaning of independence. Suddenly I realized that there is no independence here. Everything depends on each other. Yes, it gets very complicated, but it's how it is. That's why it's full of surprises. Our knowledge could never cover it all. Because I don't know why we are here to begin with. So I started this book, looking at it carefully. It was about book two. It was somewhere that he talks exactly like this. Then I studied the book. I paid attention to details because after a long time to me, then I couldn't find anything. I was reading. It didn't make sense. It was too much. Suddenly I realized, oh, I'm looking at it mathematically. Yes, mathematically there are clues there. But this is poem, this is art. So I had to bring back all the knowledge of final faculty, drop it down, but being careful. That's where I found some tricks. First of all, to my belief, was that these titles, they're not important. Because there are different titles, different explanation and translation, and they didn't want to go through that. They said, maybe this is not there to begin with. And things like that. I said, to look at it and see. And there it was, one version.